On March 10, Gujarat Assembly passed a resolution requesting the centre to take strict action against the BBC for tarnishing the image of Prime Minister Narendra Modi with its documentary on the 2002 Godhra riots. The BBC had in January this year released the documentary film titled, India, The Modi Question, which features the Gujarat riots of 2002. The film caused controversy for alluding to the leadership of Modi as chief minister during the riots while disregarding the clean chit given by the Supreme Court. The central government, in January, also issued directions for blocking YouTube videos and Twitter posts sharing links to the controversial BBC documentary, India, The Modi Question. Harsh Sanghavi, Home Minister of Gujarat, said, the documentary was not just against PM Modi but against 135 crore citizens of the country. He stated that, PM Modi dedicated his entire life to the service of the nation, weaponized the instrument of development and gave a befitting reply to anti-national elements. He worked hard to put India on the global stage. The Ministry of External Affairs had termed it a propaganda piece, saying it reflected a colonial mindset. During a visit to India, British Foreign Secretary James Cleverly said that the issue of searches on BBC offices in India was raised with External Affairs Minister S. Jayashankar during a bilateral meeting. In an exclusive interview, Cleverly said that BBC is an independent organisation and is separate from the UK government. I didn't see the documentary but I've seen reactions in UK and India. BBC is an independent organisation and separate from the government. I enjoy a strong personal relationship with Dr. Jayashankar. Relationship between UK-India growing stronger by the day, said Cleverly when asked about the BBC documentary on Prime Minister Narendra Modi. In February this year, income tax authorities conducted searches at the offices of the British broadcaster in New Delhi and Mumbai. With inputs from NI,